there's a powerful new drama opening off-Broadway next week. It's from noted playwright Lynn Nottage. Called Ruined, it takes an unflinching look at the women brutalized in the ongoing civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jeff London has the story, and just a warning, some of the language and situations described are pretty harsh. Here's Jeff.
Lynn Nottage says she wanted to bring something from far away right into the laps of a contemporary audience.
It's very easy when we're reading those articles on the 20th page of the New York Times to distance ourselves and say it's someone else. But I wanted to create an emotional bridge so that when people are reading those articles, they feel that they're connecting with living, breathing human beings, not just statistics.
Ruined is set in a bar and brothel in a mining town in the Congo rainforest. The customers are miners and either rebels or government soldiers, whoever controls this particular spot of land on any given day. And all the women who work there have been ruined.
What we're finding that's peculiar to this conflict is that women are being raped in large numbers. Not only are they being raped, but they're being brutalized, and rape has become a weapon of war.
There is a war going on, and it is unsafe for a woman alone. Now, we know this. It is better this way. Here.
But I'm wondering.
You want to what, huh? You want to be thrown back up there? Where will you go, Salima, huh? Your village? Your husband? How much goodness did they show you?
Why did you say that?
I'm sorry. But you know it's true.
You don't have to be with them. Sometimes their hands are so full of rage that it hurts to be touched.
Playwright Lynn Nottage and director Kate Wariski began working on Ruined several years ago when they decided to do a contemporary adaptation of Mother Courage, German playwright Bertolt Brecht's indictment of war and war profiteering. They both flew to Uganda, across the border from the Congo, to interview refugee women about their war experiences.
Mimi jina yangu Salima Muzima.
My name is Salima Muzima.
Natoka Congo.
Director Kate Wariski.
The very first image is that they were all beautifully dressed, and we were in a car, and they were all walking towards Amnesty International. So that was an interesting image of these 15 women who were just, like, the vision was so colorful and beautiful. And then we heard these stories, and the stories were devastating, and to hear them back to back, and for me, I didn't actually recognize that the rape had such physical consequences. I always thought of the psychological, but not the physical consequences. So it was hard to hear over and over how ruined these women's bodies were.
While I am singing, I am praying that one day the pain will be gone. But what those men did to me lives inside of my body. Every step I take, I feel them in me, punishing me. And it will be that way for the rest of my life.
Because it's a war where women's bodies are part of the battleground, Nottage decided to make her Mother Courage, her war profiteer, the owner of a brothel.
I was very interested in the different levels of exploitation. And so we begin with financial exploitation, and then I wanted to move with sexual exploitation. So I think the brothel became that perfect venue with which to explore these issues.
Actress Saida Arika Ekulona plays Mama Nadi, the brothel owner.
She's sexy, she's smart, she's witty, she's sassy, she's a survivor, and she's nurturing, and then she can also be very off-putting.
And Mama has her rules.
If things are good, everyone gets a little. If things are bad, then Mama eats first. That is the ultimate survivor.
Mama's other rule is that she'll serve anyone as long as they check their gun at the door, says Lynn Nottage.
So that when you come into Mama Nadi's place, essentially you're laying aside the war. But what we see in the course of the play is that that war begins to creep into the bar, and she's really incapable of keeping it at bay.
So tell me what you were planning to do with my money.
Because it's my money. What?
It's not what you think,
Mama. Oh, no, you are not going to run away with my money.
Take her in. Give her food. Your uncle begged me. What am I supposed to do? I trust you. Everyone says she bad luck, but I think, no, she's a smart girl. Maybe Mama won't have to do everything by herself. You read books. You speak like white man. But is this who you want to be?
I'm sorry, Mama. But
no.
Even though much of Ruin's story is harrowing, director Kate Wariski says it's also about the amazing human capacity to adapt.
Each story has a lot of trauma inside of it, but it also has a lot of hope and love and humor and hypocrisy and betrayal and all of these other elements. So we're really hoping for it to be a complex experience.
Ruined opens at the Manhattan Theater Club off-Broadway this Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
On our website, the cast and creative team talk more about the challenges and rewards of staging Ruined, and you can watch a short scene from the play. That's all at npr.org.